Romans 10, verse 13. A gospel snippet. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Lord in question, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord, means his person, his work, his merit, his offices, who he is, and what he has done. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, Christ, anointed, King, promised one, above all, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus Savior. Whoever calls upon Christ as Savior, to receive him as Lord, to receive him as Christ, to be saved from sin, to trust the merits of his person and his works. He who went to the cross to die for sinners. He who bled in the place of sinners. He who suffered the wrath of God in the place of sinners. Whoever calls upon him shall be saved, delivered, rescued from their sins. The guilt of their sins. The condemnation of their sins. The power of their sins. And one day, even the presence of their sins. That's the glorious statement here. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord. Whoever. Now, who is in the whoever? Anybody and everybody. Especially, my friend, you. You. You see, this is what this text is for. The apostle here is speaking. He's writing this. And he's giving this glorious statement. If you will call on the name of the Lord, if you will call upon Christ to save you, whoever calls, even you, my friend, yes, if you call, you shall be saved. There's a guarantee here. It's absolute, this guarantee. It's not whoever calls on the Lord might be saved. Perhaps they could be saved. It might be under certain circumstances. No, no, no. Let's keep to the text of Scripture. Whoever calls, whoever cries out, Lord, save me. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Whoever does that, including you, especially you, shall be saved. Now, that's the statement. But I'm not interested in just giving you the statement. I come as an advocate, as a witness, as a pleader. You know I want you to be saved. I've never met you. You live in another country, perhaps. You're under different circumstances to me. Oh, yes. But it matters not. I am concerned for your soul, your everlasting condition, your salvation. I don't want your damnation. We're all sinners. I'm a sinner. We're under the wrath of God by nature. But here is the deliverance. Here is the rescue. Here is the redemption. Here is salvation. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I plead with you, call and prove this promise true. Prove it true. And when I say call, I mean call now. Even where you are. Well, you're not in a special building. You don't have to be in a special building. Call upon the name of the Lord. Don't call upon the pastor. Don't call upon the church. Don't call upon religion. Don't call upon yourself. Don't call upon baptism. Don't call upon rites and ceremonies. Don't call upon your works and your decency. Call upon Christ. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Allah can't save you. Muhammad can't save you. The gurus can't save you. Buddhas can't save you. The philosophers can't save you. Only Christ can, but he can and will. For whosoever, whoever, including you, calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So please, I urge you, don't delay. Don't call tomorrow. Call now. For now is the time of salvation. I say it once more and only once. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So call and be saved. Don't refuse and perish. Please call and call now.